Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Victory is mine. Come on.
Victory today is ours. Hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning. All we just stop by to say thank you for victory is ours. Victory, we have victory in Jesus, and we say thank you because this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we just come to bless your name today, Lord God. We come to lift you up today, Lord God. We come to magnify your name, the name above all names. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we bless your name today for victory. We bless your name today for peace. We bless your name for joy. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So we just welcome you, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning where the word of the Lord comes alive. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We welcome you in our homes on today, in our services on today. Have your way. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just bless your name today, Father. We lift up all the sick and the shut in to you today, and we say thank you for doing a shonda in their lives today, Lord God, doing a turnaround in their lives. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We thank you for doing a shonda and a turnaround in the hospitals on today, in the nursing homes on today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Have your way, Lord God. Deliver and set your people free. In the mind, body, soul, and spirit, we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We come to magnify your name today. You say if you be lifted up, you would draw all men unto you. So we praise you for your drawing power. We praise you for your drawing power. We praise you for victory. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Have your way in the name of Jesus. We lift up the visionary of this line, Lord God, as he continuously pour out to your people, pour back into him, Lord God. Strengthen him in the mighty name of Jesus. We lift up the whole Matthew family to you today, Father God. Do a new thing in them, through them, for them, and around them in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up Rita and her entire family, Father God. Continually lift, build them up and strengthen them in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we just come to bless your name today, Lord God. We come to say thank you that no weapon formed against your people today shall prosper. Every tongue rise up shall be condemned. Oh, we just thank you, Lord God, for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind today to know who we are and who we belong to. We belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's our bright and morning star in a dark situation, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We come to say thank you that you silenced the violence all over the 50 states today, Lord God. Have your way in every 50 state today in the name of Jesus, Father God. We speak peace in the states right now. Peace in America, Lord God. Peace in our homes on today. Peace in our neighborhoods today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we lift up all our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, nieces and nephews up to you today, Father God. We thank you for doing a new thing in them, through them, for them, and around them, Lord God. We thank you that you're placing the right people in their path today, Lord God. We thank you that you're ordering their footsteps and leading, direct them in all truth on today. We say thank you. Father, we thank that you're married to the backsliders on today. Slide them back to you by your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we lift up all our other relatives to you, Lord God, in every city and every state they're in, Father God. Have your way, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We lift up all the penitentiaries to you today, Father God. Have your way in the penitentiaries today, the county jails today. In the name of Jesus, set those inmates free in their mind, body, soul, and spirit, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we just bless your name today, Father God. Continue to bring forth my son and son-in-law with kidney problems, Father God. I thank you that you're continuously doing a new thing in their bodies, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we give you the praise, we give you the glory, Father God. You healing Donna of her brain injury, Lord God. Tracy of her injury, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for a fresh fire anointed, destroying every yoke and every burden right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name this Sunday morning, Lord God. Have your way in our services on today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for this beautiful Sunday morning, Lord God. This beautiful Sunday morning that you allow us to see a new day, Father God. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We come to bless your wonderful name. Hallelujah for victory, victory, victory. And we thank you for victory. Oh, we thank you for giving your son Jesus for us, Lord God. Charlie laid his life down so we can live and have our being. Huh? And oh, we say thank you for the victory. Oh, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. In your precious son Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We bless you for victory today. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, Father God, we want to praise you and honor you and magnify you for who you are and who you are and for every individual, oh, Father God, for what they are going through up in their lives. Thank you, oh, Father God, for your prayers, oh, Father God, and the prayers that we are praying this morning, oh, Father God, on behalf of the people, oh, Father God, and praying and declaring things, oh, Father God, that we ask in you to be done. Oh, Father God, we want to even thank you even right now, Father God, for answering those prayers. And our prayer has been a sweet smell and savor into your nostrils, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we want to praise you and honor you, oh, Father God, because there's no one like you, oh, Father God. We praise and honor you, oh, Father God, because we do not want the rocks to cry out. Oh, Father God, we decree and declare that every cell within our body and our vocal cords, oh, Father God, and our mind, oh, Father God, have a desire to praise you and honor you and thank you for all that you have done and all of the things that you're going to do in the people's lives, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we praise you, we honor you, we magnify you, oh, Father God. Father God, we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for giving us the movement of our limbs, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for having us in our right mind, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for your word being a lamp unto our feet, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for all that you're doing, oh, Father God. Thank you for taking care of our past, oh, Father God. Thank you for ordering our footsteps in our future, oh, Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for regulating our mind, O Father God, so that we will think the thoughts, O Father God, according to your word, O Father God, that will keep us in perfect peace, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for even opening up our eyes and taking the blinders off, because once we were blind, but now we see, so that we can be vessels for you, used to destroy the encampments and everything that the enemy has imputed upon your people and even in this world, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for opening up our eyes, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for sharing within us, O Father God, the love that you have for others, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for cleansing us, O Father God, from all of our sins of omission and commission, O Father God. And we also, Father God, repent, O Father God, for all of the things that and sins and missing the marks in life that we may have participated in or have done individually. O Father God, we repent and ask for forgiveness. And also, Father God, we ask that in that, O Father God, of missing a mark and sin, that there be a stepping stone for us now, O Father God, because it is not to hold us down, O Father God, but to elevate us, O Father God, and to discipline us, O Father God, and for us to know how to take the log out of our eye so that we may be able to take the log out of others, O Father God. Thank you for opening up our eyes for spiritual discernment, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for imputing those things in us, O Father God, so that we may be strong soldiers and warriors, O Father God, in the spiritual realm. Because you tell us in your word, O Father God, that we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but powers and principalities in high places, O Father God. Father God, we come against every principality. We come against every power. We come against every thing, O Father God, that have came against your people in different areas, O Father God, and their personal lives and what they're dealing with, O Father God. O Father God, we come against those dominions, O Father God, and those principalities again, O Father God, that have came against the bodies of your people, O Father God. Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for your healing virtue, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for regulating the systems within our bodies and every organ, O Father God, to adhere to your word, O Father God, to work within us the way that you originally intended for it to work together within us, O Father God. Cleansing us, O Father God, from all sickness and disease, O Father God, that may have came through stress, O Father God, and depression, and some of the medical things, O Father God, that we have taken into our body, O Father God, and have come to take a negative effect within our body, O Father God. But those things that was made, O Father God, from the earth, O Father God, that enter our bodies, O Father God, you created to work. So all those things that have put in people's bodies that was intended to cause harm, O Father God, we thank you for turning around for their good, O Father God. O Father God, we magnify you and glorify you and honor you, O Father God, for all the things that you are doing up in the people's lives, O Father God. O Father God, we can't honor you and magnify you and glorify enough, O Father God. So we thank you, O Father God, as we move higher in you, O Father God, and our individual understanding of your word, O Father God, revealed to us, O Father God, in this season. Father God, but your love for us has ascended us in the many mansions of your of your word, oh, Father God, revealing the way that you think, oh, Father God, is the way that we ought to think. The way that you see is the way that we ought to see, oh, Father God. The way that you move is the way that we ought to move. For we thank you, oh, Father God, for revealing those things to us, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for you ascending, oh, Father God, on the things of righteousness in us, O Father God, leaving those things behind that have kept us in bondage, O Father God, and giving us that understanding, O Father God, of the things that may have kept us bound subtly, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for even bringing us closer, O Father God, to you in our thinking and in our vision, O Father God, supporting, O Father God, the kingdom, O Father God, that you are establishing here on earth. Oh, Father God, we honor you, we magnify you, we glorify you, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, even for killing the hearts, oh, Father God, of the people's mind, so that when they hear the word, oh, Father God, be it where maybe come from, oh, Father God, be it on the radio, be it as they watch TV, be it as they listen upon YouTube, oh, Father God, till their hearts and mind to receive the righteousness of your word, grabbing the meat, oh, Father God, and throwing away the bone. Only those things that is kept within us is things that's going to bring us higher in you, oh, Father God, and establishing, oh, Father God, in our thinking and in our understanding, oh, Father God, your word, oh, Father God, to keep us, oh, Father God, and the things that we are going to be dealing with in coming months, oh, Father God, giving us the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding, oh, Father God, to hear your voice and your voice only, oh, Father God, able to discern and see, oh, Father God, from by the things that we may hear through the news and the TV and even what we read, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for giving us the discernment, oh, Father God, to not fear, oh, Father God, but to establish, oh, Father God, and having an opportunity, oh, Father God, to do the things, oh, Father God, that you are calling us to do, oh, Father God, and to stand, oh, Father God, ready, oh, Father God, and equipped, oh, Father God, with all of the weapons, oh, Father God, the spiritual warfare, oh, Father God, to take down, oh, Father God, the plans of the enemy, oh, Father God, and even having a love of people, oh, Father God, to destroy those things that may be hindering them in their spiritual walk, oh, Father God. We may see, but they may not be seen. Your vessels may see, but your other vessels that may need, oh, Father God, help, oh, Father God, and to be inspired, oh, Father God, in this season, oh, Father God. So we thank you, oh, Father God, for what you're doing, oh, Father God. Father God, because your word, oh, Father God, is medicine and health and healing to our bones, oh, Father God. So we thank you for your word, oh, Father God, taking its rightful place within us, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we cannot honor you and magnify you enough, oh, Father God, for who you are, oh, Father God, and what you are doing in the lives of your people, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, oh, Father God, we even decree and declare, oh, Father God, that the arteries, oh, Father God, that is the highways of, we decree it as highways of the heaven within our bodies, oh, Father God, they are free-flowing, oh, Father God, they will not shrink, it will not have any traffic jams, will not be clogged, oh, Father God, they are clean, and they are able to function, oh, Father God, as you created, oh, Father God, according to Luke 17:6, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for going inside of us, oh, Father God, strengthening us, oh, Father God, but we will not have any physical malfunctions or physical problems, oh, Father God, that may hinder us, oh, Father God, and may take away, oh, Father God, our spiritual understanding of the things, oh, Father God, that you have designed us to do, because we are distracted, oh, Father God, by the things that are going on within our body. Oh, Father God, I ask that you would send your supernatural healing, oh, Father God, in the areas of people's lives, oh, Father God, medical situations, mental situations, oh, Father God, that you would remove them and supernaturally heal them, oh, Father God, so that they may stand strong, oh, Father God, and what they are going through, oh, Father God, and what you have allowed up in their lives, oh, Father God, to be a testimony, oh, Father God, to others, oh, Father God, so that they may stand strong, oh, Father God, and the things that they may be going through, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for setting things up in our paths of life and the process that we are going through, oh, Father God, so that you may be glorified in every area, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for your hedge of protection around us, oh, Father God. Thank you for keeping us, oh, Father God, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, oh, Father God, that we shall tread upon serpents and scorpions, oh, Father God. And every evil thing, oh, Father God, that the enemy has planned for our lives, oh, Father God, and that maybe using even maybe even using people, oh, Father God, to say certain things to us, oh, Father God, that may deter us, oh, Father God, and the plan that you set for us, oh, Father God, because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word is and always will be. You, Father God. So we thank you, oh, Father God, for keeping us, oh, Father God, so that the words that may enter in our ear gate will not deter or distract us, oh, Father God, from standing, oh, Father God, or doubting, oh, Father God, from the things that you have spoken to our hearts, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for just closing all doors, oh, Father God, that the enemy may have access. May have had access to in our lives, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for closing those doors, oh, Father God. Because once you close them, oh, Father God, oh, nothing else can open, oh, Father God. And once you open them, oh, Father God, nothing else, oh, Father God, will be able to close them, oh, Father God. So we thank you, oh, Father God, for your revealed word and establishing the lives of your people, and especially up in their soul, oh, Father God, their mind, their will, and their emotions. Oh, Father God, thank you, oh, Father God, for keeping us in those areas, oh, Father God, so that we may stand strong, oh, Father God, not even just for ourselves, but even just for our loved ones, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for your healing virtue going throughout the land, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for establishing the mind of Christ within us, oh, Father God, because having the mind of Christ, oh, Father God, it's always ascending, oh, Father God, and descending, oh, Father God, because as we ascend, oh, Father God, we are descending. We have gotten from you when we ascended, and we get back here on earth, spreading it out to your people, oh, Father God, because you have revealed it to us in ways that the people that we share it to may be palatable to them, that they'll be able to understand it, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for your word being a light unto us, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for new things coming forth within us, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for financial stability also, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, again, for mental stability. Thank you, again, for physical stability, oh, Father God. Thank you for your hedge of protection, because as we're going through this process, Father God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, oh, Father God. And all those weapons that had prospered that we did not have knowledge of, they are destroyed and removed. And those things that we went through is going to be used for our good and testimonies, oh, Father God. To others, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we honor you. We thank you. We glorify you, Father God, for what you're doing. We thank you for what you have done up in the lives of your people, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we can't thank you and honor you enough, oh, Father God, for what you're doing, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we praise you, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for enhancing our immune system, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for not letting disease and sickness, oh, Father God, overtake us, oh, Father God, where we be so engrossed with the image that we may see of ourselves, oh, Father God. We think thoughts and say words of negativity towards ourselves, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, but I thank you, oh, Father God, for taking those things from us that we may have said, oh, Father God, through and down times of our life, oh, Father God. Thank you for washing them clean, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for restoring your people, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for coming against the spirit of cancer, oh, Father God, and every spirit that is associated with it, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for tumors, oh, Father God, shrinking, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for all blood ailments, oh, Father God, all being destroyed in the body
of your people, oh, Father God. Thank you for restoring them to health, oh, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for what you're doing, oh, Father God. Thank you, Father God. We can't honor you and glorify you enough, Father God. We magnify you. We love you, oh, Father God. Yes, Lord, we believe you, oh, Father God. Even the things that we did not understand in the past, because we had a love for you, that we love you, oh, Father God, by the word that we heard from, oh, Father God, your ministers, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, but we thank you, oh, Father God, that you saw past that, oh, Father God, and healed and delivered and set us free, oh, Father God. Oh, because your great love for us, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you and we honor you and we magnify you. In the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, Shalom.
Thank you, Father. Father, we surely give your name the glory. We honor your name and I thank you even now, Lord God, for the brothers and sisters, Lord God, that will gather together to pray, that will gather together to be on one accord, Lord God, before your throne, that will gather together, Lord God, to lift up and exalt your name. Even in this hour, we thank you. Lord God, we come before you, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, because you have, Lord God, assigned us. You said, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. And if any man, Lord God, would open up, you say you will come and sup with him. Lord God, we thank you even now that you would come in the midst of us and that you would sup with us, oh, Father. Lord God, in that secret place that you have drawn us to, we thank you. Father God, we thank you that your word say, Lord God, the fervent, effectual prayer of the righteous man avails much. Father God, you said in your word, Lord God, that we, your people, if we will but humble ourselves and begin to pray, you say, turn from the ways that are contrary to your kingdom. Turn from the ways that are wicked and deceptive. And turn and look unto you. You say, then, Lord God, shall we hear from heaven and you would heal the land of who we are, the land of who we walk in to be. Father God, we thank you even now that your word, Lord God, is moving in this hour in the name of Yeshua, that every portion of your word, Lord God, is sounding. It is causing our ears to hear what you are saying unto the churches. Father God, we thank you even now, Lord God, that you are revealing, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, concerning the seven churches to each and every one of us, Lord God, that we would not be ignorant, Lord God, of any device that the enemy would attempt to do, but that we would stand with a boldness and authority, Lord God, that we would stand on behalf of the people of the living God, that we would go into the places and pull down, Lord God, strongholds and assignments that the enemy has set in the name of Yeshua, but you have given us, Lord God, power, and you said that power is over all the power of the enemy. It is your assignment to us in the earth, Lord God, that we were to take dominion, and therefore we decree in this hour, Lord God, that that which you will show us in the realm of the spirit, Lord God, and Lord God, in the supply of the air, Lord God, in what it represents in the realm of the spirit, that we would deal with the fowls in the name of Yeshua, that which will come as a fowler, a bird of prey, that which will come in a manner, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, against the people of the living God. But we stand with a boldness against the assignment of that of the fallen angels that was assigned against the people of God in that arena. We stand knowing that your word will move in the name of Yeshua, and it will not be deterred, nor will it be denied, but it shall carry out exactly what you say. Father God, we declare and declare that we call forth the angels on the assignment, Lord God, of the air, and that the warring angels are going now even to that assignment, and they are in battle now. They are dislodging the forces of darkness that have gathered in the realm of the air, and that they are now in battle and engaged and pulling down the strongholds in that arena. We decree and declare that we stand as a people of God that will not be moved. And as you bring us into that realm, we are in the same battle with the angels, and we're taking authority over that which you have given us assignment over. We take dominion in that realm. We call forth the kingdom of our God has become the kingdoms of this world. Father God, we stand with a boldness in the name of Yeshua concerning that which is in the sea. Lord God, we thank you right now that you're revealing to us, Lord God, oh, Father God, concerning, Lord God, those things of the marine kingdom, those specific Grecian demonic spirits that would formulate itself and transform itself as an angel of light to deceive and beguile the people of God. But we take authority
over it right now, and we command that it come down. Every enravelment that would unravel and enslave the mind, we decree and declare that it has no authority even in this hour, because you have given us the authority to shake off that which is not of you, because you said in your word, even concerning the viper, that you have given us the authority to shake it off. And therefore, we stand with authority against that which is assigned against the people of the living God, that which is formulated from that realm, because you gave us authority, Lord God, in that realm. Father God, we thank you right now that we are demolishing the host of darkness in that realm. We decree and declare that that which will formulate itself as part sea animal and part flesh from the fallen angels that's been assigned to seduce the minds of the people of God, causing them to be betwixt and not understand the assignment of the word of God. But Father God, we decree your word is a light unto their path and a lamp unto their feet concerning those that are your sheep. We thank you right now, Father God, that is causing them to see that they're moving in the realm of the sea. And Lord God, you have given them the ability, Lord God, like a Navy SEAL in the sea, to demolish that which comes in that form that would try to unravel the people of God and enslave their mind. But we decree and declare that their mind is like the mind of Christ, and that they're meditating on your word day and night. Father God, you said, and then shall there is a finding of good success. And that success is according to Isaiah 53, where the will of the Father says, and verse 10, that the will of the Father will prosper in the hands of the people of the living God. And the Father saw the suffering of his Son, and he was satisfied because he walked through the fire and was refined. Oh, Father God, we thank you right now that you're manifesting that in this hour concerning us, oh Father, and concerning, Lord God, the things that are on the land, that part animal and part, Lord God, human. Oh God, that was sitting of the descendants of the Nephilim. But we take authority over that ancient wonder, and we decree and declare that we stand with a boldness against that wonder. We command right now that it has no authority over the people of God. It has no authority over the leaders. It has no authority over the sheep. It has no authority over the people of God that God has assigned to come into the kingdom. We decree and declare that we've gone into those arenas and we're taking authority now. We come against every lying wonder in the spirit of deception, the spirit of beguilement, the spirit of seduction. We take authority over it now. That which has been assigned against the people of the living God, we take authority over that, Lord God, which will come against the body in the name of Yeshua. But we decree and declare that the body is whole. We decree and declare as we speak to organs from the mind of Christ that you line up with the word of God. We decree and declare that there is a supernatural detox that is going on even now, Father. And we decree and declare that the mind will understand that you gave us, because you said you gave us, Lord God, the herbs, Father God, and you gave us, Lord God, trees that had fruit, that had seeds in it, Father God. And we decree and declare, Lord God, that we hear your word concerning that which you said to take on the inside of us, that would annihilate the forces of darkness, do that which was assigned against us of an artificial seed. But we decree and declare in this hour that which was assigned to take us out, it must bow down to the word of the living God. We thank you right now, Father God, because your word is the same yesterday, it is the same today, and it is the same forever. Whatever was assigned over the land as a bewitching tool from the tell a vision, we command it is crushed and annihilated. We decree and declare that lying wonder from the 70s, oh God, that brought in the witch of Endor, do that unto the man, for Lord God, as the lion wants to portray, Lord God, a good witch, but we pull down that lion wonder now. We pull down, Lord God, every deceptive tool, my Father God, of that which was sent, Lord God, as a beguilement, Father, of the exorcist. But we decree and declare that ancient demonic spirit, back yourself up of the people of God, and we command you back into the dry places, and we decree and declare that the people of God are filled with the fruit of the Spirit. Against such there is no law. We decree and declare, you said, Father, in the name of Yeshua, concerning that which was set against the people of God, of the dark shadow that formulated itself against the people of God in the night from the demonic entities that were sent. But we send the word of God that will smash the host of hell. We decree and declare, because you said in your word, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against that which you would reveal to us, because you said we would not be ignorant of the enemy's devices, and therefore the gates of hell, those demons that was assigned against the people of the living God, we decree and declare that the word of God is going straight to each one of those gates in the name of Yeshua, and we decree and declare, according to the word of God in the book of Revelation, the 12 gates, the 12 pearls are against you in the name of Yeshua. Oh, Father God, because you were stuck. You beheld those 144,000. And there were those, Lord God, that was not given to the things of the flesh, who kept themselves, Lord God, from the things of the world. That is assigned against that false and that wicked force. We decree and declare that we stand with a boldness in this hour. Every satanic trap from every deity, every pantheon of a lie from different places, we don't care where it comes from, we don't care what family institute, but we decree and declare that it is annihilated. We pull down the Scottish Rite. We pull down the spirit of the mason tree and the spirit of that of every secret society, and we decree and declare, my Father God, amen, that the bright and morning star is against everything that is not of his Father, and we decree that that word, the same word that was in the beginning with God and was God, is against that assignment. We decree and declare every lying wonder that came in the form of a Grecian god that will seduce the minds of the men and women of God across the land. But we decree and declare that the word of God is going into that, oh God, demonic assignment, that sin, tyrant, that will spoken always a tyrant, but I decree and declare that the blood of Yeshua is a sign against sink, symbol, tyrannus. It is a sign against it and pulling it down. We decree and declare that the satanic assignment that was against the people of God walking in righteousness, we decree and declare that that satanic wonder is destroyed and pulled down, and we utilize Jeremiah chapter 1 to do it. Not only do we pull it down, we cut it off and we root it out of the foundation, because it has no authority to be there. Father God, we utilize you making us an ambassador, and therefore where we go, we have diplomatic immunity. Father God, we stand with that authority in this hour. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God, that you're revitalizing the body, Father God, that you're moving upon children. You're calling them out of rebellion, Father God, out of the things of darkness, out of the ways of the world and this world system that John talks about when he said the whole world wondered after the beast. My Father God, we thank you that you're revealing to us Daniel chapter 8, verse 23 24 and 25, in the latter times when the transgressor have come to the fore, a man of intrigue, that man of understanding, dark synthesis shall rise up and destroy the holy and the mighty. But we decree and declare in this hour that we would not be ignorant, but we will be like the ones that will come out of the great tribulation. My Father God, we decree and declare that we hear what you're saying in this hour to the church. Oh, my Father God, as you revealed, oh God, where the seat of Satan was, as you revealed to the Nicodemus concerning the Nicolaitans, and concerning, oh God, the doctrine of Balaam, we are crushing and annihilating it in the name of Yeshua. My Father, as you're showing us, Lord God, oh God, that we will not become, Lord God, where we are lukewarm, but we will remain hot or either cold, because you can do something with us either side. But in the middle, there is no demilitarized zone. There is no gray zone in the kingdom of heaven. We decree and declare that we stand with a boldness, that we stand knowing that you are the I am that I am, and there is no other. There are little gods, my Father God, but you are the creator and no created. The pottery cannot say to that which is forming it, I'm going to tell you what to do with me. Father God, we pull down that lion wonder. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God, that we decree that we're yielded to you. Spirit, we yield it, Lord God, to your way, and we yield it to your word, my Father God, and we thank you even now, Father, for everything that you're doing, even in this hour, in the name of Yeshua. We thank you now, Father, and we bless you forever.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Laron Matthews Ministries presents the 11th year of the Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
June 24th through 26th, 2022.
Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry.
231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Dr. Laron Matthews, Senior Pastor, presents the 11th year Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
The theme, going viral in the midst of a virus.
On June 24th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, Apostle Maurice Simmons, Restoration and Truth Ministries, Hampton, Virginia. On June 25th, 2022, the mid-morning workshop begins at 10 a.m. Bishop Jesse Williams from Chicago, Illinois, and Prophet Jerry Wallace from Birmingham, Alabama. At 7 p.m., Dr. Laron Matthews, Senior Pastor of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries. On June 26, 2022, at 11 a.m., Evangelist Gwen Marshall from Arlington, Texas.
24th through 26, 2022.
Your hotel information, Holiday Inn Express, 13330 Cicero Avenue, Crestwood, Illinois.
Ask for the Lifeline Block.
Call area code 708-597-3330. Your registration fee is $100. Cash App cash tag RFPIM. That's cash tag RFPIM. PayPal, www.WeRestoreYou.org. For more information, contact 708-825-1988 or text 334-440-6152. Get your reservations together. Make plans to be at the Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference, June 24th through 26th. We definitely want you to be there.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter. The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. It's available now. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestoreU, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
Together, say, I'll be seated at your feet. That's where you want me. So that's where I'll be, right
here at your feet forever.
Somebody tell him I'll be seated here. I'm always here to worship.
bless you, and I welcome you on today to another prophetic experience, teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. Come on, join me real quickly. Those who are following us via social media, join us. Please share with others. I know that there's a word from the Lord for you on today. We're blessing each and every one of you on this day. May the Lord engage you into the things of him as you continue to develop into the greater of the kingdom of God. We just blessing each and every one that have been faithful and committed and dedicated to the vision and the purpose of ministry on today. As you're joining us, please share with others. And we thank God for our partners and those who are partnering with us from around the world, those who are joining us on Blog Talk. We bless you on today. Thank you, intercessors, prayer warriors, ministry gift, and kingdom leaders. We certainly embellish you and thank you for your support and your prayers as we continue to advance the kingdom of God and bring it alive to so many people alive around the world. We thank God for you on today. And certainly we honor the Lord. There's a quick word from the Lord, and I know that anytime you're releasing the word of God, the people are anticipating something from God, and especially in the times that we are in, so many things are going on, and God's people are in need of tremendous breakthroughs and breakouts. And as we're continually advancing the kingdom of God in lives at stake, God is moving very, very heavily on the lives of so many people. And we just believe in that the timing that we're in is a time where God is moving on behalf of us. The kingdom of God is moving very, very quickly and powerfully. And I want the people to understand that in the kingdom of God, God does not, or Satan can never defeat God, period. You cannot never defeat the presence or the power of the kingdom of God. The enemy wants you to believe that you're being defeated, but it's absolutely incorrect. You're being delayed, but you're not being defeated. And the problem with most people in the kingdom of God, when God does not work based upon their scheduling or the way he wants them to work, most of us feel like we're defeated. We're not defeated ever in the kingdom of God. Things are being delayed. And the enemy is delaying things, but he cannot stop or defeat the men and women of God of the kingdom. We are in a very powerful place in the kingdom of God. The things are happening on our behalf and for us. And so, therefore, God has us in a strategic place and a position in the kingdom of God right now. We're men and women of God. We're in the overtaking position right now. And in this overtaking position, we have power and authority over all of the false demonic spirits in the narrative that have been sent out against us to make us feel that we're not winning or defeating the enemy in any of those areas. Amen. Let's pray right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for your power. We thank you for your presence and your glory. You said in your word in Ephesians 3:20, now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. And so right now, in the name of Jesus, move by your power, God. Release your anointing over the lives of your people even now in the name of Jesus. God, you said in John 3:30, John, decrease so that you may increase your power and your ability in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for the word having free course right now. Restore the virtue to those that are poured out on this day, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your power and your glory, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we speak to every element, every atmosphere and hemisphere and troposphere and biosphere and lithosphere. And God, we decree and declare that it will break through for the people of God even now. And we thank you for it in advance in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. Amen. All right, real quickly, those of you, go ahead and share with others on today. There is a word from the Lord. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a short word today from the Lord. Well, let me not say that. The last time I said that, we went into the mountain. So we'll just be sensitive to the Spirit and let the Spirit of the Lord God have his way. And then we're going to speak prophetically over several of the people's lives today, administer to their needs according as the Lord will lead us to release the word of God over the lives of his people. All right, into the word of the Lord God from the book of Psalms, Psalms 75, the book of Psalms 75, amen, Psalms 75, and verse number 1, 75, verse number 1, Psalm 75, verse number 1, amen, Psalm 75, verse number 1. Psalm 75, verse number 1. Let's move into it real quickly here. Amen. Psalm 75, verse number 1. Now, many of you who have been following us, we have been teaching from the book of Daniel. However, we're not moving from the book of Daniel. We're not deviating from it, but we're going in another direction today because there is a tremendous need right now in the land, especially where we're going. In the next several weeks. And those who are staying in a place of prayer with us, we thank you. Praying for those who are fasting with us, we thank God for those who are fasting with us. Psalm 75, verse number 1. Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks for that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. When shall I receive the congregation? I will judge uprightly. The earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. I bear up the pillar of it, Selah. I said unto the fool, deal not foolishly, and to the wicked, lift not up the horn. Lift not up the horn on high. Speak not with a stiff neck. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is judge. You put it down one and set it up another. For the hand of the Lord, there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is full of mixture. And he pours out the same, but the dread thereof, all of the wicked of the earth shall wring them out and drink them up. But I will declare forever, I will sing praises to God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked also will I cut off. But the horns of the righteous shall be exalted. Verse number 5. Lift not up thine horn on high. Speak not with a stiff neck. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. For God is judge. He put it down one and he set it up another. I was sitting mourning. As I was studying the word of God, and this is for somebody today, the Lord said to me in my ear, the silent voice, he said, I'm resuscitating the people for promotion. That's my message today. Resuscitating for promotion. What I'm doing is resuscitating the people. So many of you, and many of us who have been in the kingdom of God, the enemy has almost taken life out of us, strength out of us, power out of us. The enemy has almost broke the wheel of me, made people quit, some to throw in the towel. And the Lord said, I'm resuscitating the people. Because what they need now is where death was trying to take hold, life is going to present themselves in that place. So many of us, we have been at a critical place right now where the hand of the enemy have you trying to get your breath back. You have prayed to the limit. You have sought God, you have received the word, the pressure is heavy on you, people have pushed you to the limit, folk we didn't never think would do things to us has caused us to go to this limit. And the Lord said, tell them my people, I'm resuscitating. In the body of Christ, we must know and understand that there's a cry in the middle of your crisis. And we must have the discernment in this hour to be able to know the difference and distinguish the difference of what's true miracles and what's counterfeit miracle. We must be able to determine what's true prophecy and what's just a word from an emotional place of flesh to make us feel good. We need to know that the word of God that's coming now is going to resuscitate the people and bring them to the place of total victory from where the enemy has them. Some of you right now, you on the edge. Now listen to this. You on the edge of brokenness and you on the edge of greatness. And on the edge of brokenness, God has said, unloose and ravel those individual in spirits that are pulling on you to pull you back. Because on this, at this critical place on the edge, many of us are getting ready to move in God to the greatest level. Some of the stuff we're encountering right now is some of the most, thank you, Holy Ghost, some of the stuff we are dealing with and encountering right now, we're on the edge of flesh winning and spirit having the victory. Some of the stuff we're dealing with right now, it is so close to us that we're trying to determine if it's the spirit or if it's flesh, because what the enemy is trying to do, he's trying to set us back 5 years, 6 years. So the Lord said, I'm resuscitating my people, because some of us, we have spent energy, time, effort, weeks and months with people, jobs, family members, and we're losing strength trying to pull them and pluck them when they're not ready to go where you're going. We're at a very critical crossroad. And so here now in Psalm 75 here, God is dealing with our enemies. And here he is at this place. The Lord is rendering decision. I told many of you, 2019 was the year of a setup. That's why they call it COVID-19. 2020 was the year of what? The death and obituary. 2021 is the year of mental health, grief, mental disorder, suicidal thoughts, homicidal thoughts. 2021, you were supposed to be sitting up in a rocking chair in a nursing facility, because the enemy had many of us at a pivotal place that in our mind and in our thoughts, we have to know 2022 is a critical time for the lives of many of us right now, and especially in this time and month, because everything is going to be work in your favor because of where God has us at this critical time. He's resuscitating God's people. Where you lost energy and time, God has given us back what we need to be able to survive these next 90 days, these next 4 months, because it's going to change how we view things. And as people who were once in our way, you're going to see them exiting out. When he says promotion here, here's what he talks about in promotion. He said, there are people who are dealing with us now. They're dealing with us on their terms, not God's terms. When God deal with us, he deal with us on his terms, and our enemy must follow his terms. Some of us, we're letting people shake us from our position in the kingdom. So he's resuscitating us. Let's look at the word resuscitate. There are people. The word resuscitate means to revive, especially from an apparent death. Reviving the people from the unconscious state to restore them back to who he said they would be, or life, vigor, or vividness to life, or to bring back. Some of us are coming back from out of those dilemmas that we were once in. And immediately as we're coming back, the enemy is bringing back residue. There's stuff that's going on in us. It's really not going on. It's in the mind. A lot of things are in the mental capacity of the mind, where the enemy is playing with the seat of the emotion. You ever go to the doctor and the doctor tell you he sees something, but he said, I can't give you the diagnosis. I got to send your blood work out. So while he's doing that, the enemy is playing with your mind, telling you you're creating issues, conditions, and things. So by the time you get back to the doctor, when the doctor told you what it is, it was never what you thought it was. It's something totally different, or they don't see anything. So he wore you out in your mind with creating stuff in your mind that did not exist. Now you mentally broke it down. You try to restore yourself from the illusion and the delusion that the enemy created, because you were at the point in the brink of a breakthrough. I'm prophesying to somebody right now. You at the brink of a major breakthrough, and at this breakthrough where God is getting ready to move, he has to resuscitate you because of all of the stuff that the enemy created right at the breakthrough at your point. Right at the point of your breakthrough. Some of you at the point of your breakthrough, and here's what the enemy do. He tell you, you have done all of these things, so you're not even worthy. You're at the point of your breakthrough and getting ready to move it to the next level. And he's messing with your self-esteem. He's telling you you will not be able to make it. He's playing on every genre of things, because we're breaking through to the promotion that's been waiting for us for months and years. Some of the stuff, we're not going to have to wait 5 years. It's going to take almost 5 months. What we were waiting for 5 years, it'll happen in 5 months. What we waited for 6 years, it's going to happen in 6 weeks, because we're at a critical promotional time in the earth web, and God is moving over there. That's why God is taking down one and he's raising up another. And there are some people that God is waiting for us to get in our position in the kingdom right now, get in our position so he can use us. He's letting people stay, remain in position that does not supposed to be in there, because he has to fill the void. There are things that the Holy Ghost has for us in this season of our life. Purely ready, purely in alignment for your life. Ready, destined for your life. We're holding up the progress. There are people who's only going to follow your sound. They're only going to follow what God has you to do. You try to get people to step in and do what God told you to do. I was talking to some of my siblings. I spent some time, a lot of time this weekend with my siblings. And I was sharing with my siblings. I was telling them, I said, you all, our parents are older. My dad have this church, this building, ministry. I said, look, I'm the only son in the ministry. Now I got five other brothers, it's 18 of us. I said, who's going to step in? I was telling my siblings, I said, look, somebody has to step in. Me and my dad had a private meeting. This is our third meeting. Me and my dad had third meeting. We were talking. I witnessed our third meeting, me and my dad. He's telling me everything, and I'm like, and I have our ministry. Our ministry is growing. We're getting ready to do some other things in ministry. He's telling me all the business. Now I have other brothers. Now this is for somebody. There are some things that God is going to grace. Oh, Rabbi Shekel of Ohosabaka. God has got to grace you with the power. Oh, Ramasi under the Ohosha. God is going to grace us with power to do what we're doing and to handle errors. God is going to let us step into position where we have to handle heirs to throne, heirs to position, heirs to things in life. Look at the royal family. God has not allowed the Queen Elizabeth to leave because there's chaos in the royal family. Now listen to this. Look at her son. One of her sons is got caught up in perversion. She only got two of them. The other one had mental issues going on. So who's going to be in line? The other son is in chaos. So he had to prepare the throne. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He had to prepare many of us for positions in our family bloodline that will change the whole entire dichotomy of the earth. We haven't asked for positions. We haven't asked where we're going. But God is perpetuating events. There are some of us right now, you're supposed to be in position where your brothers and sisters, you're supposed to be in position of things in the kingdom of God that people once held, and God have those mantles ready for you. Holding down, you're holding up your whole progress because of your disobedience to step out on faith. Some of us supposed to, you were supposed to, in the middle of all of the crisis that was going on in the world, you were supposed to step out. You let the word corona stop you from getting the crowd. You let the word coronavirus get in your mind that it created a virus in your thoughts so your success can't even happen. Some of you are months and weeks and years behind because you allow influence of the pressure of the world to delay and hinder the move of God. This season, and I tell people already, the pandemic was an opportunity for me. I advanced during this time more than I did in my other 20, 30 years of ministry. In just this three-year period, I advanced so much in the kingdom of God. Some of us, we're supposed to be advancing in the kingdom of God. Promotion does not come from the south. It does not come from the east. It does not come from the west. He takes down one and raises up another. But he never mentioned the north. You know why he never mentioned the north? Because the north is the mysterious of God, the unknown. Some of you, you are in the unknown of God right now. Some of you were trying to thrust yourself on stages that on behalf of people. You need to do it on behalf of the kingdom of God so that God can move you into the power and the presence of greatness for your life. So I'm sitting there looking at all of those things that I would have to handle in succession. Now, isn't it interesting how things, now some, this is for somebody. There are going to be some of you that God is going to position you all. Once he positioned you all, family members, loved ones, people in business, they were supposed to do it. They're going to start fighting you, but God is going to handle them. Because where they were supposed to be, they refused to go. But now the doors are being opened to us like never before to walk in these doors of opportunity and advance. Look what he said. He takes down one and raises up another. So it's not about you. It's about what God wants to do in you and through you for such a time as this, to resuscitate the people and bring them back to life, to bring them back into position and opportunity. There are things that God, I'm prophesying to somebody right now. This is for you, Sister Brenda Lanier. Oh, Rabo Shatalabati. Touching people that we just shipped. Touching people that we already shipped. This is a word for you, woman of God. The Lord is getting ready, and you probably heard this, and I'm looking at almost 7 years now. This is a set, oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. This is for somebody too. This is a seven-year notice. The Lord is preparing you in this season. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Look at that. The enemy have targeted you in this 7 years to try to stop you from the development of what's actually in you to come to pass. So the Lord has you in a strategic place where things will not be able to interfere with you. And based upon your decision, it's going to open up two major doors in your life. And I'm talking about in the next 90 days. Now, when I say next 90 days, listen to the people. Between now and the next 90 days, it could be open. So I'm not just saying 90 days from now, between the time I'm also ready after that, sometime I open my mouth to the time it happens, you will be able to walk in opportunity and advancement unprecedented to other people. God has his hand on you. Now, this is for, thank you, Holy Ghost. Come on, bring it back down. Raynard, this is for you. Now listen to this. We were supposed to connect. I've been so busy, but I haven't forgot you. Now, I want you to hear this. There's some things that God is going to present before you. Not many days hence, that's going to open up a door for you. And I literally see the Lord said transition, but it's because you're in familiar territory. So it's like you're afraid to make moves outside the norm. You might even have to move to another state for where the door to God's going to open because you are in common territory. God has to move you to an entire city or state to bless you with doors and opportunities that will advance your life to the greatest level. Oh, to my side. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He got to advance us to places we didn't think we would be able to go because of the opportunities that's coming our way. He has to literally pick you up, move you out of your comfort zone, and take you to another city and bless you and promote you far greater than you ever imagined in your life. One open door was going to bless your life forever. And you're going to look back over your last 20-some years and be like, shocked. Man, if I only would have did this and stepped out, watch what God's going to do. There are some of us, our promotion is in making a move. Your promotion is in making the move that's necessary. And some of you, you have to make a move scared. You got to do it scared. And you know why you got to do it scared? Because you got to step out into the unknown, the mysterious of God. When you step out into it, you will see things that will happen to you for you that you never experienced. And there's somebody right now says, well, I did that, but it did not happen. You went into the wrong, you went into territory that your flesh took you into. You got to go into territory that your spirit thrust you into. When your spirit thrust you into it, things will change all around you. Things will begin to happen because God will give you rights to those territories and those lands and those places and the people that will connect to your life because there's an open door is happening right now. There's doors being opened all over the world. There's corporations. There's business. There are opportunities in governmental things that are being opened to the people of God. But because we are afraid to step into those positions because of who? Because these people are high-profile people. These people are well-known. How do I get into that presence? Because of the only way you get into the presence of greatness is you stay in the presence of greatness. When you're in the presence of God, there's the presence of greatness in those places. And then those places, doors open that you wouldn't even imagine that would happen. Minister to Brian. My dad the other day, out of all the years of the church, in the last 2 years, my dad has revitalized the entire church. I mean, he modernized, what's the word I would use? He modernized the church from the old way. Now, I've been trying to get my dad to do that for years. I'm like, I told my dad the other day, he said, I want you to come see the church. I go see just a man. You didn't brought your church up to 2022. And you know what the Holy Ghost said? Now this is what the Holy Ghost said. It's being prepared for you. Oh no. I said, when he did that, oh no. I'm telling you, he didn't modernize the church. I said, Lord, see what God is doing for some of us. He's letting us get a glimpse of what's getting ready to happen for your life. He's giving you a glimpse of what's getting ready to transpire. There's some of you, you're scared of your own mantle. You know why you're scared of your mantle? Because you want the mantle of television actors. You want the mantle of celebrities. And you got the mantle of the anointing. And you're scared to step out into what God told you to step out into. And God is trying to present it to you with all power and authority. He wants you to step out. And then here's what the Holy Ghost told me. He said, why are you worried about what is getting ready to happen? See, one of the things about when he gets ready to bless us, it's really none of our business. Because when he blesses us, he has the blueprint. He has the blueprint. So what I'm looking in my mind is, Lord, do I have to say? He said, look, I will bless you, but I have the blueprint to how I'm going to bless you. So if I bless you, that don't mean you're not going to stop doing what you're doing. I'm going to bless you to raise up sons to handle that position. I'm going to raise up people you can put in a position. Then you can operate in apostolic authority. Now, you know, I did. I said, you know, I never thought about that. He said, because what I'm doing now, see, people are afraid to move because they think it's for them. No, I'm positioning you so you can position people for the position. I will promote you. When I promote you, I resuscitate you. I bring you back to life. I put you back in the exact position. There's some of you quit on opportunities that God already gave them to you. So now he's bringing you right back around to the advancement right now. Dr. Fabian, Tucker, these are the advancement now. There are territories that are waiting for us to come into. Sister LaToya, God has had you in position. You wasted years sitting on the couch of missing opportunity. Woman of God, these are opportunities that God has presented to you now. Oh, shine on my face. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I'm talking about things you'd even imagine that's getting ready to happen for you right in this season. And hold up, I thought. Right now, there are people will not be able to leave until you show up. When they show up, they will train you. And then God will send them on. And then he will promote you and position you. Then you will position other people into those positions. There's somebody right now. There's a person that owns a business that wants to advance you in the business. As soon as they advance you in the business and you start moving in the business, God's going to send them on and they're going to give you the rights to the business. This is blessing somebody today. Resuscitating the people for promotion. You can't die. Your enemy must die. Hey, where did that come from? See, you can't go nowhere. You have not, in all of the months in a year that the enemy tried to kill you, you couldn't even die. So why do you think you're going to die in a promotional season? Why do you think you're going to die when opportunity knocks on the door? Why do you think you're going to die when greatness is about to overtake you? Why do you think you're going to die when the enemy is trying to throw fear on you to scare you? You're in a powerful place. He's putting you, he's positioning you. He's taking down one and raising up another. You know what the battle is for most of us? Listen to this, people of God. The battle right now is the coming down and the going up. Listen to this. Our enemies are coming down. We're going up. So we're bumping head with them. We're bumping head with residue. So where they're coming down and we're going up, we're hitting, we're clashing. It's a showdown. It's a showdown in the come down. Where they're coming down, there's a showdown. Because they know that you're advancing in the kingdom. They know that what God is doing, thank you, Holy Ghost. This is for about 40 people. God said, get ready. I'm going to release you into the marketplace with great doors and opportunity. And you're going to walk inside of it. Don't worry about the injustice of one person. There's going to be a door open for you. And the Holy Spirit said, don't worry about how they treat you and how it looks like they're going to be unjust towards you. Watch how God's going to deal with the heart of the enemy. Proverbs 21:1, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the river turneth, he'll turn it whichever way he desires. He's going to turn that heart of the person. While they think they're going to try to defeat you or deceive you, God's going to turn that heart right in the middle of it, and he's going to promote you to opportunities of advancement. He's taking down some people. I'm telling you, I had this vision. I'm talking about, I saw something in July. And in the last, I told you what happened in May when I was there. All of the stuff you saw in May happening, June. Now, when July come around, you're going to watch a major collapse. You're going to even see it politically. Because right now, there's a showdown in the United States Congress and Senate. Right now, there's a showdown. Oh, there's a major showdown. People that are in the political systems of the world, even in the election right now, these elections going on. Democrats are fighting Democrats. Republicans are fighting Republicans to get to the general election. They're all fighting each other. Now listen to this, people of God. You're going to see a major, listen to this carefully, July is going to shift, July and August, going to shift some territorial warfare because of what God is doing now for many of us. We are in a pivotal, critical state of an emergency in the land. And what God is getting ready to expose that was hidden from many of us going to thrust the nation in total chaotic situation. It's going to be total chaotic. And so he's going to need men and women of God to call on in the chaoticness in the earth realm. It's going to get chaotic. I don't want to give all the details because some of the stuff, I can't reveal all the details, but it's going to be chaotic. And now, many of us, we're going to have to choose whose side you're going to be on because it's coming. It's erupting right now. It's intensified itself. It's intensity. So we have to be in place and position in the kingdom of God where he has some of you all at right now. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord today. So stay steadfast, unremovable. Keep your mental capacity in place. Stay strong in God, your thought process. The enemy is interfering. He's interfering with us at every level. And at every level, he's interfering, distracting us. Just right at the crossroad of some of the things, there's distraction that's coming at us. And we have to be strong in this position for what God is doing. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. This is what I see. Thank you. This is for you. This is for you, Dr. Harris. The Lord is saying, tell you, this is for Dr. Harris here. This is the word for you. The Lord is telling you, prepare to claim the unclaimed. What they have told you supposed to be released. The enemy came in and made other deals. There's been a lot of backdoor deals concerning your life, and it had nothing to do with you. The enemy has always made backdoor deals concerning you. The strong man have all came. Every time you were advancing, the enemy always had backdoor deals to shift your project, to shift your life. And God may move right at the nick of time for some of the things he's doing in you and for you right now. It's critical the last four, I'm going to say, I don't want to use the word test, but last four challenges that God brought you through is going to be very critical to where you're getting ready to receive. I'm looking at 6 months. Now, when I prophetically say 6 months, because it could be less than that, from the time I open my mouth to that time period, the Lord is all the details and the specifics is being presented for your life and presented for your project. There it is right there, an opportunity and advancement. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And I don't know what this has to do. This is for three people, legal, whatever this legal issue is, legal issue. God is working out the details, and specifically, he's working out all of the details, and somebody's going to receive information on the week, this upcoming week concerning that matter. It's going to be specifically this month, and it's going to finalize in July. is going to finalize in July. After the 4th, it's going to finalize itself for you because you've been waiting and you've been trying to rush the process. You can't rush this process because everything is being made ready. You can't rush this process because when God is dealing with the portals of financial breakthroughs and the portals of inheritance, you can't rush the process because everything is being done specifically in detail for your life and for the purpose of your life. Many of you right there, I love stay in that place. Don't let anybody disturb you. And for, this is for somebody specifically, you already told the person what's getting ready to happen, and they have already counted your money before you even got it. So God have your stuff in delay because you told somebody you weren't even supposed to tell. They already taking your, what God's getting ready to bless you with, and they already have plans to do what they have plans with your money, your financial blessing. Thank you, Holy Ghost. They already have plans for what God told you he going to do for you, and you told somebody. Now, you didn't delay things, and you know why you didn't delay things? Because you were just trying to show them how you're going to be blessed and how God was going to do it, and they got a whole other agenda. Buckle your seatbelt up, because delay doesn't mean denial. The Lord is doing things and differently, advancing for the kingdom of God. For right now in your life, some of you telling people about your blessing to keep a person so they can just stick around. They try to stick around and wait. Well, I might as well stick around because they're going to get the blessing. And all it is an agenda. So some things I delayed just on that purpose because, oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. See, you can't have you can't sow your blessing to Achan's camp. Achan were people who were carrying cursed things into the camp of Joshua. You want a blessing, Achan, and then hinder everything your lifetime inheritance, a blessing, a thing that God wants to do over you, in you, and for your life. Your strategy in this season. Look what he says here in this particular verse. Verse 3, Psalm 75. The earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. I bear up the pillar of it, Selah. I said unto the fool, deal not foolishly, and to the wicked, lift not up thy horn. Lift not up thy horn on high. Speak not with a stiff neck. For your promotion neither cometh from the east, nor the west, nor the south. God takes down one, and he raises up another. Why do he raise up another? Another, because you are the mysterious of God. Some of you, the Lord has positioned you to be the next in line of the succession. And because you're looking at other people being qualified, your flesh qualified them. Your spirit qualified you. God is moving. He's moving on behalf of those who he can trust for what he's getting ready to give you and do on your behalf. The enemy has lied us out of our blessing. Ooh, thank you, Holy Ghost. The enemy has lied many of us out of the opportunity. God has us in this position right now. Go ahead and share this with somebody. This is a prophetic word for you, Sister Wanda Nelson. Thank you, Holy Ghost. This is a prophetic word for you, woman of God. Now listen to this carefully. You have been faithful over a few things. Now God said, I can trust you. I'm looking at something like, now it's not have nothing to do with renting. It has something to do with renting with an option to buy. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy, wow, this is for somebody. And this is for a business person too. I'm going to allow you to rent it with an option to buy it. Whereas many people were just renting, but I'm going to give you the opportunity to own it while you're living in it. Now watch what God's getting ready to do for you. He's going to do this for you. Oh, my God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. This is for somebody right now. Listen to this. There is some property, and this is an older woman. she's in her latter years. She doesn't have any children and no one that will be heirs to what she has. Watch what God is getting ready to do for this, for you all. This is the person. God's going to make the connection. She's in her latter years. God is going to make a connection for you. And this connection, you're going to be almost like a child for this woman. And you're going to just love her. And she's going to give you everything. God, in my spirit. Woo! I felt that in my spirit. She's going to give you everything. Look, this woman's going to bless you. You just going to show her the love in her latter years. Oh, my God. I'm receiving that for me, too. Y'all, touch me today. I'm receiving that for me. This is going to bless somebody. She's in her latter years, and she doesn't have anything. What you going to do? You just going to love her. She going to give you, and I'm looking at, she got a lot of antique stuff. Lot of wealthy stuff, antique things she has. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. My God, this is blessing me today. I'm blessing somebody. Because we're tapping into things that God is releasing to us and for us right now. Oh, thank you, Holy. This is what the Holy Ghost just gave me. He said, be careful that you don't entertain God's angel through people. My God, be careful that you don't entertain God's angel through people unawarely. So in other words, I'm going to send people your way that I have them assigned to bless you, Russell Shebu Apostle, in your family, but be careful that you don't entertain them unawarely, because they're going to come and you're going to think otherwise, but I sent them angels that will be sent through people to bless you like never before. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost, because there are some people that God has already showed them your faith. You just haven't got in position. Oh, good God Almighty. God has showed these people your faith, but you just haven't got into position. Because what we're doing, we're letting blood-sucking people suck life out of us, so by the time we see the people, we won't look like we looked on the picture or the vision that God gave them. There's some of us, God have us strategically aligned for the promotion. He's already taken down one and raising up another. He's already have you in position for where the door he's opening for you. Sister Diane Beal, your season was in June. Now, I'm looking at 2016. September, July, September, and October 2016. There's some things that the Lord turned in your favor, and there was some attack against some projects. Now God said, "Get ready to see this time in 2022, June, July, and August, the things that the Lord is doing for you in your favor, because He brought you to this place." Woo. Don't let nothing hinder you. Don't let your atmosphere hinder you for where God is taking you and positioning many of us for where we're going right now. I got to go back to this widow because the Lord bringing this back to me. The Lord bringing this right back to me again. This woman, she don't know what to do. And I'm looking like she's in a latter stages of things. And that connection, you all gonna, whoever this person is, you gonna know, because she's gonna cling to you. She's gonna cling to you as if you just like her, cling to you just like you're gonna be her child. Oh my God. God is doing something right now for somebody. There's some things being worked in your favor right this moment. Because the Lord is doing it. Look at verse number 7. But God is judge. He put it down one and up another. So every decision that's being made for most of us right now, Mary Teasley, is the power that, oh, thank you, you know what? Hallelujah. This is the word for you, Mary Teasley. I don't even know why the Holy Ghost just dropped you in my spirit. It's like, man, like the emails coming down. He's coming right down to my face. The Lord said, tell you, woman of God, your sound is interrupting all of the elements of what the enemy should have done and wanted to do in your family bloodline. And even now, your sound is shifting things in your favor. Now, listen to this, woman of God. This is a word for you and some of you other who blow the shofar. Your shofar is going to cause money to find you. Man, this is powerful. This is powerful. Here, listen to this. This is prophetic. Your sound and the sound of your frequency is going to cause financial increase or the marketplace to recognize your financial portfolio. So as you begin to blow and you begin to speak and you begin to make the sound, financial portals will be open unto you. There's opportunity that you will not miss in this window in the season because of the open doors that God has for us, because of the resuscitation of promotion that is waiting for us. Things you did not expect, get ready to receive the unexpected of it because of what God has positioned you in. That's why most of us in this time that we're in, we're prophetically speaking and decreeing those things in the earth realm. That's why the financial marketplace of the earth realm is in the axis of you. The axis of the earth has failed in the favor of God's people. But guess what? Many of God's people are not in position because they think it from a poverty mindset. So everything is at a poverty mindset. So I'm opening up and engaging my people into the axis now where things are launched in your favor, and it's in your favor. But because you're not in position for it, it's going to pass us by because so many great things are being presented to us in this dispensational time in the earth realm. I'm showing you my mighty hand on behalf of my sons and daughters. Somebody, I don't know who this is for. I'm looking at something in New Jersey, Cherry Hill, New Jersey. I'm looking at something right here for somebody in Philadelphia. There's some territory in Philadelphia God has for you. There's another person in Texas. You between San Antonio and literally, it's another little town there. It's a very mixed town. There's some land that God has for you. There's somebody right down there on the border of Florida, in the border of Alabama, in that territory. God is taking us. He's taking us to a territory and revealing territory for the body of Christ that we are to claim these lands and these plots of land because that prophetic access have linked us up to the financial marketplace for our life to be able to walk and breathe into it. You can have what you desire in this season. There's unstoppable things that God has for people. I'm telling you right now, this moment, right at this moment, it's been opened unto you. Right now, some of you, the prophetic word, you should be sowing into this prophetic word right now. Because, and I'm not talking about a dollar prophetic word. I'm talking about you're literally opening you up to like a millions of dollars. Because there's somebody right now, your family line, you're connected to an oil. Like uranium and oil right now. And it was stolen from your ancestral background. And it's coming up back to your line. And it's almost like this is a family right here. It's almost like your family sold your rights like 100 years ago. And now the rights of the territory, the contract is ending because it was during the time of an in bondage or slave in bondage. where they was manipulated. Now it's coming back where you're going to be heirs to that. Somebody's going to hear about that. This is territory in your family line. And it's almost like, and I'm looking like 96 years, 96, 97, 98 years ago. And after the 100 years, they have to give it up. And now they got land and property and advancement and so much things to own. And it belongs, it's heirs to you. And they're going to find you. You're part of that family line. You're literally three, four generations out because the rest of the family members are gone. So the lot, they're going to have to find you. Oh, yeah. Somebody got to catch up with their purpose now because everything is being put in position for your life, for the purpose. There's life to resuscitate the people for the promotion and the opportunity that God has given us right this moment in our life. There's something that was already released to us. You just have not received the paperwork. This is for somebody right here. This person, and you know who you are on here that I'm talking to. Holy Spirit, there is something. It's like almost 15 years ago that was supposed to be yours in terms of some money. What happened is you moved from a certain location and the address that they had, the letter had to go back to the lawyer, legal. And there's some finances that are being held up that are yours. You've been ready to hear about it that has been held up. And it's literally about a case. Something had to do with a hospital case. And you're going to hear about it. And it's already been settled. And they can't do anything until you finalize the paperwork. Man, that's some stuff. There's some things happening for us as believers that are unbelievable. There are some things for the believers that are getting ready to happen that's unbelievable now. And the reason being, because all of what came against us to break our will, to steal the purpose, to hinder the goals, to delay our lives, to stop our family inheritance, God is resuscitating us to see it come to pass for our lives now. What we used to take a time and months and years to do is no longer doing that. Everything is coming to pass right now in this hour that we're in. And you're going to be able to live it, enjoy it in this lifetime. And then you will have some for your family and their family because everything is being made ready for the believers to handle the hour that we're in. And the purpose is to bless the kingdom of God. And some of you are right at the crossroads of the greatest victory in your life, hands down, because of where you've been in the kingdom. There's opportunity in advance. Here's what he said, and I'm done. Verse 8, for the hand of the Lord, there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is full of mixture. He pouring it out the same, but the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth shall wring them out and drink them. But I will declare forever, I will sing praises unto God, Selah. All the horns of the wicked also shall be cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted. We are going to be exalted in the middle of the mixture. There are things that are happening right now for us that God has prepared for us. We're supposed to walk in those things. things that were already mandated for us, things that are already set in motion for the believers now. Resuscitate. I'm bringing life back to many of you for where I'm taking you. That little hindrance that you're holding on to, that's a small hindrance compared to the great big victory of what I'm doing for many of you right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He has lied in the middle of the victory. The enemy has lied to some of us to make us feel like we're not deserving of it. You are deserving of it because you worked too hard to get to this place in the kingdom. Just at the crossroad of everything that the Lord is doing for you is being released now. I'm telling you, it's already being done. It's like, this is what I see, like the wheat and the tare. God would do the separating. You can't separate it. The Holy Ghost is doing the separating. And then there's a coming down and a going up in the kingdom. There's certain things you were living that you didn't build. You're a draft that you couldn't afford. You experience many of these things in this lifetime. Because what's coming is going to be greater than what's been. And then what's coming to the enemy will cause them to fall on their knees because of what God is doing for many of us in this season. Your purpose has been delivered through your pain. Ooh, thank you, Holy Ghost. My God. I'm getting ready for my message today. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost, because of all what the Lord is doing for the lives of his people and for the destiny. Because you got to know everything is being set up for us, and everything is being positioned for us. And you will know that God is doing it for your life. So don't allow the enemy still make you feel like you're stifled right now. I have to write a note down because we're at that place. You're right there, and God is doing it for your life, resuscitating my people for the promotion in your life. It's okay to cry. Weeping will endure for a night, but the joy in the release is here in the now of your life. It's here for you to have it. These things, everything that's in place right now for us is to handle it now in the name of the Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Glory to God. So I bless the Lord for you today, man of God and woman of God. He has it for you now. And you will see it come to pass suddenly. It's about 17 people right now, between now and next Thursday. You're going to see the unexpected blessing your life like never before. And it's going to be for you. And you're going to know it's from God because he's already had it prepared for your life in this season that you're in. Hallelujah. No one can stop what God has already mandated. You have the word of God and the prophetic word already being loosed unto you for right now of your life. All right. I want to give you opportunity to be a blessing today. Hallelujah. This is a word for one person right here. And I received that from you, Sister Johnson. The Lord is moving over your family concerning that matter that you sent me. So I want you to know, you just trust the Lord and watch how things are going to all work out for you in this season. And you're going to know it's exactly what God has spoken to you about for your life right now. Amen. We're in a critical time in this month for some of us. And the enemy will not be able to stop what God has placed in our path. Now listen to this, Administrator Rita Bryan, and for some of you all, what God has placed in your path. Notice I said in your path, that will not be able to stop what God is about to let you connect with in your path. Because it's in your path and it's sitting your way. So just at the break or the brink, the enemy will either delay, counterfeit, or something that's going to disturb you. But don't stop. Move with power and authority and watch what God do for you in Jesus' name. Now, let me make these two announcements real quickly. Now, those who are joining us for our conference 2022, if you would, go over to my page. And if some of you all would share the Lifeline Conference 2022 on your page, all of you can do it. Just get it and share it. Now, some of you, if you will be so kind to take it and put it in your, share it in your photo and your profile just for this month. So share the flyer in your profile. Some of you connected covenant partners, you can share the flyer in your profile. The hotel has been extended to June 20th. For those who are coming, we're looking to see you all there for the Lifeline Conference 2022. That's June 24th through the 26th. And we're looking to see many of you there for the conference. The information is on my administrator is putting it down there on the screen, so you will be able to come, prepare yourself. The cost, $100, so we can. It's going to be an awesome time, and I'm telling you, many things are being prepared. It's happening, and we're looking forward to you and you being there for the conference. There's going to be a powerful move in the land, and you're part of it, and we want to see you there for the Lifeline Conference. So I'm excited about what the Lord is doing and what he's preparing for us. All right? Okay. Now, for those partners, covenant partner virtue members, those who are new, following us new, want to give you opportunity as well to be a blessing today to the ministry. Our seed is we're talking about resuscitating for the promotion, give you opportunity to be a blessing. Some of you have not been a blessing in a while. Some of you have not had a chance to be a blessing, period. So today, I want you to take this prophetic word and sow into the kingdom of God in this season that you're in to be a blessing for the work of the ministry for our life. Now, those of you, you can do it via Cash App, money sign, RSPIM, or Zelle, and we restore you. That's the letter U at yahoo.com. You can go to our website at we restore you, the letter U.org, and be a blessing to that. I'm telling you, this is a powerful time and a powerful prophetic word for many of you, that what God is doing in your life and for your life right now in this season. You don't want to miss it, because there are many things that have strategically been prepared for us now. So you will know it's here for your life, strategically for your destiny and your purpose on today. Thanking God for the victory. Thanking God for his purpose on your life. Amen. Stay in that place in the mighty hand of God, the marketplace. For some of you are strategically ready for you now in the name of the Lord. All right, some of you have to prepare for your broadcast and what you're doing. And our partners, so today, amen. I'm believing as many people, some have already moved on, but those who will come back and follow it and receive it, so today, to that word. And some of you, I'm not going to tell you what to sow, because God wants you to do that and above right now in this season of your life. Walk in that purpose. Stay in that mandatory place of God and know that his hand is upon it. And you are part of what God is doing for you on that scene. Amen. All right. Those of you joining us, we'll see you at 11 o'clock today in our sanctuary. There's a word from the Lord. We're going to have guests that are going to be coming, joining us today. We want to see you. Come on now, men and women of God. Step out in that place where God told you to step out in this season. Resuscitate it for the promotion. You're in it. God has called you to it. He's linked you forward. You're in it now. All right? Let's be a blessing today. Sow that seed into the ministry work that we're doing. That the Spirit of the Lord God will be a blessing to you. Sowing, I'm telling you, this is your time to sow into the prophetic presence of the Word of God and into the work that we're doing right now. Amen. I believe God for you, and I know his perfect will shall be done in this season right now, in the name of the Lord. Those of you joining, please share with others. Those who will come back later, let them be a blessing. Prepare for the book, The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. It's coming out soon, so you will be blessed with it, with the Word of God and what's going to come from that. Share this with others, people of God. Even on my screen where I used to share all the time, I don't know what Facebook is doing. It kind of blocked a lot of things, so we won't share. But nonetheless, we know that we could trust the partners in our covenant partners to be able to share this with others so that they will be able to be blessed and we will be blessed through your liberal giving. Okay. Thank you, Evangelist Marshall. Thank you, partners in different parts of, and then virtual members and the Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry family. God bless you too, Sister C. Sewell. Bless your ministry and bless the people of God. All right, we got to go. We celebrate what God is doing. Thank you all. Continue to sow that seed. Go ahead now and be a blessing right now in the ministry. Some of you partner with us in the new sow right now. All right, be blessed. Join us with Drive By with the Prophet. We're getting to our sanctuary. We'll be there with a word from the Lord on today. We'll be doing it live approximately 11:45 today. We're looking forward to a powerful time. All right, it's in your hand, Administrator Brian. Have a phenomenal day, people of God. Have a phenomenal day in the Lord. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. God bless you all.
LaRon Matthews Ministries presents the 11th year of the Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
June 24th through 26th, 2022.
Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry.
231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor, presents the 11th year Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
The theme, going viral in the midst of a virus.
On June 24th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Apostle Maurice Simmons, Restoration and Truth Ministries, Hampton, Virginia. On June 25th, 2022, the mid-morning workshop begins at 10 a.m. Bishop Jesse Williams from Chicago, Illinois, and Prophet Jerry Wallace from Birmingham, Alabama. At 7 p.m., Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries. On June 26th, 2022, at 11 a.m., Evangelist Gwen Marshall from Arlington, Texas.
24th through 26th, 2022.
Your hotel information, Holiday Inn Express, 13330 Cicero Avenue, Chris Illinois.
Ask for the Lifeline Block.
Call area code 708
877-597-3330. Your registration fee is $100. Cash App Cash Tag, RFPIM. That's Cash Tag, RFPIM. PayPal, www.werestoreyou.org. For more information, contact 708-825-1988 or text 334-440-6152. Get your reservations together. Make plans to be at the Lifeline Prophetic.
your circumstance says, it's already getting better.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The Ultimate Read.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. It's available now.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestore, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com. Or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy. Order from WeRestoreYou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Order your copy today.